The Army today releases its official report on the ambush of the 507th Maintenance Company during the early days of the war in Iraq. 11 American soldiers were killed and 7 others captured in the ambush, among them Private First Class Jessica Lynch. The dramatic tale of her capture and subsequent rescue by U.S. commandos inspired a nation at war, but initial accounts of what happened were not accurate, leading to charges that the armed services exaggerated Lynch's story for propaganda effect. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
According to early reports of Lynch's capture, the 19-year-old supply clerk from West Virginia went down fighting when her convoy was attacked on the outskirts of Nasiriyah. The Washington Post on April 3rd quoted unnamed U.S. officials as saying that Lynch kept firing at attacking Iraqis after she had been shot herself and until she ran out of ammunition. The Post also quoted a U.S. official as saying that Lynch was stabbed as the Iraqis closed in on her. Military officials at that time cautioned that details of what happened were unclear, but some of their on-the-record statements fanned what had become a very hot story. U.S. Navy Captain Frank Thorpe speaking from U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar, on April 2nd about Lynch's injuries.
We've heard various reports of her injuries, ranging from gunshot wounds and broken bones, but at this point it would be inappropriate for me to be very distinct as to what her injuries are.
Lynch's family later told reporters that Lynch had been neither shot nor stabbed. The Army's official report says that she was injured when the Humvee in which she was riding came under hostile fire and crashed into a tractor trailer. The report says nothing about Lynch firing her weapon. John Camphrey made a documentary for the BBC about the propaganda value of the Jessica Lynch story to the United States and Britain. He questions why it took the U.S. military so long to clarify the nature of Lynch's injuries, which he says had been accurately described by Iraqi doctors who treated her.
One of the Iraqi doctors who we interviewed in Nasiriyah gave us the acronym RTA, Road Traffic Accident. He said this was a Humvee crashing, and now the Pentagon has accepted that.
Weeks after Jessica Lynch was rescued, the Washington Post revisited the story. In a lengthy investigation published on June 17th, it discredited its initial account, including the Post exclusive that Lynch fired back at her attackers. The article concluded that all of the details of what happened may never be known because of military secrecy, the desire to protect Lynch's privacy, and the fact that Lynch herself says she remembers virtually nothing. The Army's official report says that the ambush on the 507th maintenance unit was the result of human error, extreme fatigue, poor communications, and the general chaos of war. It finds no fault with members of the 507th. On the contrary, it says they fought the best they could until there was no longer a means to resist. But on the subject of Jessica Lynch, the report says very little. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.